Dave, the last two cups largely went sort of unnoticed by the general public. Is there going to be a marketing push by the AFL leading up to the cup this time to make sure more people are aware of it and get to the game?
Yeah, I think the games in Wangaratta attracted significant interest. So it's one of the reasons we like coming to a regional place, because I think hopefully the media in this room see it as something that at the very least would give a lot of colour to the newspapers. We will market it and promote it along the lines of the 150th. I wouldn't necessarily agree that the first two would have been unnoticed. I think what happened with the first one was people were curious about it. They were thinking, what's this going to be? I reckon when you start to get coverage of the fact that this isn't an expat Australian competition, this is a competition of citizens of the country, and you look at the stories behind the country, I think that's where it's of significant interest. And I think also we think there's some good opportunities to get stories that may not be in the sports pages. There might be stories about the lifestyle and opportunity that this game's creating in various countries. But you will see us market and promote it pretty significantly. We're working a lot harder to get some curtain raiser opportunities, Skilled Stadium, the MCG, and we want to bring it to a region like Warrnambool, as I said, because we've got a huge reaction in Wangaratta, and it was tempting possibly to even go back there for that reason, but it's a great footy environment, and we hope people are really enthused and intrigued by the event.
I mean, really, if you wanted to look at things differently, which is what my wife thinks I always want to look
at.
Just imagine if each city around this district took a nation and just said, look, Karoit, you're going to call it? That's your one. Just think, if you really want to open up your hearts and the spirit of Australians, and I think we're going to break country like that. What a wonderful way to do it. It's not just all love of Warrnambool, but Warrnambool is a major area. But just connect. You don't know where you'll be going to in the next 5 years, but I'll tell you what, it could be your next holiday destination. Because you've actually got a whole 50 people out there that you know. Sometimes when you go to a country, you don't know anybody, you go, oh, maybe you're not. But now you could know 50 people. I know what I've been. I'd still take it and stay connected. It's fantastic.
Well, I think it's a great event. I guess we'll do what we can to promote and market it. We're hoping the media, and particularly people in the room, do what they can too, because I think, generally speaking, people who work in media and cover Australian football are passionate about the game, and they can help us here by continuing to create some passion in other markets. Any other questions?
Apart from the competitions and clubs that you've explained about, it's taking off a little bit.
Well, I haven't seen that personally. I did some clinics in America when I was there, and I actually went with quite a brilliant young coach. He lives in Baltimore. He came over to Kentucky, and he went and took a Catholic college there. It was quite amazing the way he took that group, and he actually played a game within, I would say, 20 minutes. And explain the game quickly, briefly, very quickly. He had a game of touch footy going, and I thought, this is the quickest lesson I've learned. I've been in the game for a long time. Just a different way he approached it. And these boys had never played their game, and they were playing up and down a gridiron field. And I thought, gee. And some of the skills, there were three players, stood out straight away. Three players just stood out straight away that they could play league footy, AFL footy, give them the proper training.
We have seen examples of the junior stuff. In fact, what you will see is a mix of profiles of these 16 countries. South Africa is very young. We wouldn't expect necessarily for them to win Division 1. They've got a lot of young players. In fact, what they've done is they see something that we've probably taken for granted for a long time in AusKick as being a cutting-edge Australian export, is the way one of the government officials described it to us, because it's about engaging kids and giving every kid a footy and teaching them the skills. And they've actually repackaged that, and there's some good information on their website, repackaged it as Footy Wild, the new game that roars is their slogan. And the way they teach it is based around five key moves. So if you imagine out here, AusKick is taught to kids whose families have a history of the game, and So we're going to teach you how to drop punt and how to chest mark and how to handball. These kids are taught how to take a specky, how to kick a freak goal. There's all these, there's about five moves, and they're really well described on the on their site. That's the way the game's been promoted.
They're the sort of issues that when we grew up as a kid, you were never allowed to do it. Get in front.
Funny thing we have.
Be on your man.
Funny thing we have found is that the footies we use are made in China and India, so you don't need to ship them far. And we wanted to get a kid footy in the kit in the hands of every young player that we could in South Africa, and found that the footy factories in India are owned by people who live in South Africa. So we've got a head start in just trying to give them the footy. But you know, that's what we find. I mean, we've talked to communities over there where they're rolling up you know, newspapers and using the soccer balls because there's just not the equipment. So, you know, as we said, there's 46 million people, and it's, I guess it's, for us, it's not unlike having another 46 million in the Northern Territory.
It's just going to happen in the next 10 years. I would envision 10 years' time, at least. Your round one will be played over season 4 points. It's just that you don't want to see it, mate. But it's going to happen. You know, and so somebody is going to break that, and you'll have a week's rest when you come back. And you move into the next season. So all those sorts of things are going to happen in this game in the near future. And, welcome to it. I think it's exciting. And it was only 20 years ago that we used to play at Windy Hill, at Victoria Park. You know, down at the Lakeside Oval, and across there at Arden Street. Well, we're not playing there anymore. So where are we going? We're going to the future. And I think this carnival coming up is going to be one of the huge steps in the right direction for the future of our game, and new people are.
Any further questions, or we break for a cup of tea, and you're welcome to grab Kevin or myself if you want to have a further chat. Well, thanks very much for your attendance. Thanks again, Mayor, and we really look forward to next year. Thank you.